You are listening to Adagio Fits, Clarissa Explains It All, podcast number 13, Heart Rate Zones. Hi, friends. Welcome to another beautiful week and another great podcast. I was listening to my podcasts last week, going over information, making sure that I'm being clear and concise. And I noticed that if I listen to myself on 1.5 speed, I tend to like myself a lot better. I listen to most of my podcasts on a sped up speed, and my husband can't stand it. And we talk about how my processor must just work faster than his. So, take a listen on 1.5 speed and tell me how you like it. My family and I went camping this past weekend to southern Utah, full of red dirt, full of 100 degree weather. It was so hot, but we had such a great time. I'm happy to be back, although I am frantically trying to pick up the chaos and vacuum up the red dirt. Last week's podcast was on confirmation bias. And I want to know if you found it this week, if you found yourself having confirmation bias. And I would love for you to drop in the comments what you experienced and what you found your brain to be looking for to prove right. This week, we're taking a turn. We're going from a mind sort of podcast into more of a body, into more of a physical fitness podcast. I want to talk about heart rate zones. I was explaining to one of my classes the other week that we do a lot of cardio, and my plan was to kind of actually lower the intensity and keep our heart rates low. And I had a lot of confused looks, and I had a lot of people ask me questions after class, and I decided that maybe this was something that I wanted to explain and something that other people maybe needed to learn. And I hope that you get something out of this and that you hang on until the end and are able to understand this. Check out our show notes as we go through this for some of the equations that I'm using for you guys to really see and understand this. So cardio is kind of what all exercise classes are made out of. People want to go get a good cardio hit. And cardio is great in losing weight. But at a certain point in our weight loss journeys, if we're doing too much cardio, our body goes into survival mode, and it tends to then hold on to every ounce of stored energy, we're reading fat here, in case it needs it, in case the body thinks, you know, the body's going to think it needs it, and so it says, I'm going to hold on to this. Well, the best way to keep our bodies from going into that survival mode is making sure, as I say survival mode, I think like, oh, this is what I'm in all the time as a mom, survival mode, but is to give our bodies a rest from doing a high cardio, high heart rate exercise and fall into this fat burning exercise. So what is fat burning? Well, let's talk about heart rates a little bit first. So our heart rate can only pump so fast. This is our max heart rate. And it can be calculated in kind of a generic way by taking the number 220 and subtracting our age. So 220 minus 31, let's say you're 31 years old, is 189. That means that your heart can only pump 189 beats per minute in order to keep up with your body. The older you are, the lower that number will be, right? So your heart rate can't go as high because this muscle is aging. Our heart is a muscle. So that's our max heart rate. So then we have our resting heart rate. And that's the point where our heart is the slowest it will be. So that's why, like while you're sleeping, while you're sitting at a desk, the more fit you get, the more efficient your muscle is, your heart is as a muscle. And so it doesn't have to pump as much. So the more in shape you are, the lower that heart rate is going to get. Something really interesting about our resting heart rate is my cycle, as I cycle through my heart rate will rise depending on where I'm at in my cycle. My resting heart rate rises. So, and then when my period starts, that resting heart rate actually plummets heavily that week of my period. And when I think about that, I think about like that muscle is tired. And so it's also showing that my body is slowing down too. And I really do feel like that the week of my period, like I'm trudging through peanut butter. And I think that has a lot to do with my heart rate really plummeting that. So it'd be really interesting to see if you wanted to track that as well, your resting heart rate. And most people's resting heart rates are between 50 and 80 beats per minute. And again, the more fit you are, the lower that that's going to be. So within our heart rates, there are three different zones. There's a peak zone, a cardio zone, and a fat burning zone. And I want to talk to you about all three of those. Let's talk about the peak zone first. So we're going from the highest to the lowest. The peak zone is your heart rate. You take your max heart rate and it's about 85% of your maximum heart rate. This is a high intensity exercise zone. To maximize the benefits of the peak zone, you should pop in and out of that zone, kind of like a wave. The top of that is your max heart rate. You want to come in and out of that for short, intense spurts. In a HIIT class or a Tabata class or a sprinting class, this improves performance and speed. So we want to peak up to that 85% of our maximum and then drop out of that. Our bodies can only hit the peak zone for like 30 seconds to 2 minutes max at a time. And the energy we use for this zone gets burned really, really fast. There's specific energy systems that use different substances in our body to make energy. And for the peak zone, we use the anaerobic, alactic, or the ATP CP system, and we also use the anaerobic lactic or the glycolytic energy system to make energy for higher rates, higher zones, higher heart rate zones. So if we stay there, if we stay in that peak zone too long, our bodies will burn out and they'll just say no more and we die. You kind of hear about that like with marathon runners, like if they start too fast, they get burnt out. That's because their energy systems were completely depleted too fast. They were using the wrong system. Or somebody who, when you're playing tag and they run and they're running as fast as they can, like you see this in kids, and then they have to stop and take a break and the other person ends up running to tag them. Well, it's because they were using this peak zone. They rocketed their heart rate up. They use this energy zone, and we can only give so much energy from these two energy systems, and therefore we get burnout and we have to stop until our heart rate drops back down and our energy systems create energy. To calculate our maximum heart rate zone or our peak zone, it's 85% of our maximum heart rate. Now remember, we took 220 and we minused our age. So if you're 31, that's 189. Then you're going to times that by 0.85. So that is your maximum heart rate zone. So in this case, if you were 31 years old, 189 times 0.85 is 161. So any heart rate that is above 161 beats per minute is 85% of my maximum heart rate or my peak zone. You get benefits of speed and performance in this zone, and you should only push yourself into this zone like twice a week. Like do a HIIT workout twice a week instead of every single day. Most fitness watches have heart rate monitors in them. However, if you do not have a watch, this is where you cannot possibly have any sort of conversation with anybody because you are so focused on regaining your breath. So when you push yourself to the full extreme and your heart rate rockets up, you should have no ability to have a conversation while you're in your peak heart rate zone. That's a great way to test that without necessarily having to have a heart rate monitor. The second zone is our cardio zone. Our cardio zone is 70 to 84% of our max heart rate. This is the main zone to do cardio work, dance, Zumba, running, like a strength conditioning class. The lower in the zone, the longer amount of time your body will be able to supply energy for your workout, right? Because we talked about that peak zone. When you're in your cardio zone, you are still using the aerobic system for energy. And so you're using oxygen, and the lower your heart rate, the longer you have the ability to burn energy. The higher your heart rate, of course, because you're reaching that peak zone, you're probably going to run out. So like I said, this energy system is aerobic. It uses oxygen, so we're going to be breathing heavy, right? Cardio, cardiovascular. 70 to 84% of my maximum heart rate, or this example that we're giving of a 31-year-old, remember 220 minus our age, which is 189. We're going to times it by 0.7 to get 132. Then we're also going to take 189 and times it by 0.84, right? Because it's 70%, which is 0.7, and 84%, which is 0.84. So we go from 132 on the low end to 160 on the high end. So for a 31-year-old, a heart rate between 132 and 160 is a really good cardio workout. Again, if you don't have a heart rate watch, this is where you can still form sentences without getting too breathless up to the point that talking is hard, right? So you can have a conversation while you're working out. Like if you're jogging with a friend, you can still talk with them. Or if you are in a dance class, that you can, you know, make a sentence or two and then have to take a breath and then make a sentence or two. So you can have a fairly decent conversation with somebody, but it still should be with breath. The lowest zone is our fat burning zone. And our fat burning zone is when your heart rate is 50 to 69% of its maximum heart rate. This is a really low to medium intensity zone. It's called the fat burning zone because of a higher amount of fat is burned, but a total amount of calories is lower, right? So you would have to go for a longer amount of time to get the same calorie burn as you would a HIIT class, because our heart rate is lower and we're not necessarily burning calories, but we are burning fat. Our bodies are using fat as energy in this zone and not sugars and protein to give you energy. So this zone is aerobic as well, but because of how low our heart rate, we are using fat instead of carbs to create our energy. So in this case, again, a 31-year-old would, with a 55% to 69% heart rate, would be 95, a heart rate of 95 beats per minute to a heart rate of 131 beats per minute. So if I'm in this heart rate zone, I am mainly using fat as my energy. Again, it takes longer to burn the same amount of energy as it would if you were doing a HIIT workout. However, you are using your body's fat stores to create that energy. When you are in this fat burning zone, you should be able to kind of form and speak sentences and have a conversation with somebody when you jump into this fat burning zone. All right, so if your heart rate is below the fat burning zone, if your heart rate is below 55% of its max heart rate, you're resting and it's not considered active. Like if I'm sitting at my desk and writing, or if I'm driving in a car, etc. In most workout groups, women are doing so much cardio and they get their heart rate into that cardio zone. And this is great for beginners. This is great for people who need to lose a substantial amount of weight because we are torching calories left and right. But what will happen is as our body drops weight, we will see a plateau. You hear a lot of women who say, I hit this plateau in my weight loss journey. And that is because our body suddenly, remember, holds on to that energy in the form of fat because it's worried we are burning too much. It goes into survival mode. And I don't want to go into the hormone side of all of this, but it does have to do with hormones. Eventually, we will get into another conversation about hormones and exercise and how those two things are related. But we have to trick our bodies into thinking that we are resting, into thinking that it is okay to let go of fat, essentially, to let go of calories in the form of fat. And that is what happens when we exercise in a fat-burning zone. So you hear a lot about a HIIT workout. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a MISS workout or a LISS workout. And a MISS workout is a mid-intensity and a LISS workout is a low intensity. When you work out in a LISS workout, you are working out in the fat-burning zone. So it's just like going on a steady state walk to give our bodies a heart rate jump, but not into cardio. And what will happen when we do LISS, again, is that we are burning fat. So when you see LISS in capital letters, that is a low intensity steady state workout. And that means keeping our heart rate in the fat burning zone. A MISS workout is to keep our heart rate in the lower end of the cardio zone. All right, so when I work out, I'm always checking my watch. And the reason that I check my heart rate watch or try and exert like to have a sentence is because I am trying to get an accurate reading of where my heart rate is at because I don't necessarily want it to be in peak sometimes and I don't necessarily want it to jump to cardio or sometimes I'm doing specific cardio and I don't want to be doing such a low intensity that my body drops into fat burning zone. So I want to learn where my heart rate is at and how my body feels with my heart rate so that I get an idea of what kind of energy system I'm using, and what kind of energy system is burning what macro on my body, fat, protein, carbs, okay? So HIIT workouts are good because you are popping from the fat burn, right? You usually do like 30 seconds on and 30 seconds off or 1 minute full out, 30 second rest, right? So a HIIT workout, you are popping from a fat burn, that rest state, clear up through cardio up to peak and you're in peak for like 10 seconds because then your timer hits, you know, 30 seconds, ding, ding, ding. And you take a rest and your body drops back down as you rest. So fluctuating through these systems is a great way to tell your body that we're resting it and your body will thank you by burning fat instead of muscle. Did you know that if we are working out with an energy way too high all the time, that our body will end up burning all the sugars that we have stored? This is probably after between like 20 and 30 minutes of a high intensity cardio, our glycogen stores, our carb stores are depleted. What carbs turn into the glycogen and it's depleted. Well, then our body doesn't know where else to go except to then burn protein, which is our muscle. And we don't want to lose muscle. We want to keep that muscle. So we need to make sure that our heart rates are in the appropriate zone so that we are not using our muscle as energy. And with that said, cardio is fabulous. Cardio is wonderful for 3 days a week or about 150 minutes a week. And this is what you need in order to help your breathing, your weight loss, you know, maintain weight, get a good start on your weight loss, your mental and heart health, like the benefits are amazing from doing cardio. If you're trying to lose a substantial amount of weight, this is like over 10 pounds, you probably need to do about 300 minutes of cardio a week. So that's about an hour a day for 5 days a week. On top of lifting. Let's talk about like a low intensity. This is why I love weightlifting. When you weightlift, you are keeping your body in that low intensity energy system. You're keeping that your body in a fat burning zone, heart rate zone. So dropping into your fat burning zone with weightlifting is the best way to lose fat reserves on your body. Tell your body that I'm resting. It's okay. I'm just doing this light work. And our body lets go. And that's when we create sculpting in our shape, and that's when we gain muscle, because we are using the correct fat, the correct system, energy system, in order to create this shape. So many women believe that cardio is the way to gaining great physical shape. And to a certain extent, I believe that, right? We all need cardio because we do. We all need to kind of torch all of that extra fat. However, if you are on a weight loss journey and you're plateauing, you need to add in weightlifting. And we see this in the health world. We are seeing incredible results by a method of like 3 days of cardio and 3 to 5 days of lifting. And you can alternate that, or you can do lifting every day and, you know, doing cardio sets. I usually have 2 days of cardio in my workout plans for my clients and 4 to 5 days of lifting. When I teach a group class, I like to focus on less intense physical movement and pushing you with heavier weights, being slow and steady and giving you sustained work to really give you the best foot in the door for your fitness success instead of a huge cardio push. When it comes to heart rates, when it comes to what energy system to use, I am happy to answer any of your questions. If you want help calculating your heart rate zones, you can look at the show notes. There will be the explanations there and the formulas there, but you can always just slip me a note with your age. I know that's totally like a no speak number, but I would still love to help you out, and it's super easy to calculate. There's a couple ways to calculate it. I gave you the easiest way here, but there's a couple more ways that are actually slightly more accurate in to calculate those zones. But if you're just starting out on this fitness journey, this is a great way to do this. I am a certified personal trainer, but I'm not necessarily a doctor, so I want to throw this in there. I want you to take this information as a start, and as you go on this journey, you may need to get more firm info, or even checking with your doctor before you start on some massive peak hit workout if your body is not ready for that. That's something we can discuss as a client, you know, you being one of my clients, but also something that you need to discuss with your practitioner. All right, thank you guys for listening today. I hope you learned something about heart rate zones. So when you hear somebody talk about the peak zone, the cardio zone, or staying in a fat burning zone, or so you can better understand how a HIIT workout is structured and a LISS workout. I would love to hear if you have any comments below about heart rates. You can leave them in the show notes and or below in the comments, and I would love to get back to you on those. Also, please subscribe to this podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or right here on our website, and you'll get an email letting you know when we post a podcast. And please go leave me a review. If you haven't yet, on our website, we have a new link to our Amari page. And Amari is a product line that is made for gut and brain help. Amari is a mental health company, and it's one of the first that I've seen. And I love that they are committed to helping people put in their bodies what is the best for them to give them optimal wellness. And definitely a company that, as a personal trainer and as a coach, I wanted to get behind. And so I became a wellness partner with them, and you can check out their products from the menu on our website at adagiofit.com. Finally, I have a macros class coming up on the 28th of June. I cannot wait for this. It's going to be a night class. It's all done online, and only you can see me. You won't be able to see anybody else, and nobody else can see you. So you can come in your sweaty workout clothes right after a workout if you're a night owl like that, or you can come in your PJs if you get that workout done earlier in the day. And I cannot wait to talk to you about why macros are important, exactly what they are, how to calculate them and utilize them to give you the best fitness that you can achieve. You will learn a lot and get some access to some great freebies that I am in the process of creating right now, and I'm so excited to share them with you. So you can check out the link in the show notes and click on that to learn a little more information and sign up for it. If you can't make it to that class, if you still sign up, you will get a link to the recording and you will still get all of those freebies that I'm talking about. So I'm really excited to offer that to you guys. I cannot wait to discuss with you next week some of the things that I have in store for you. And I hope that you guys have a good week. Talk to you later.